Today on the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, we're talking a little bit about how big cola money has trickled down into podcast. We're going to talk a little history lesson on PodPress, and we're going to be talking about how you are the media and how that can open doors.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, and I am thanking you. I am right now. I want to stop everything I'm doing. I want you to know that you have my undivided attention, and I want to thank you for taking the time out of your incredibly busy day to listen to me. And just know from the bottom of my heart, my hand is on my chest. Can you hear that? My hand is on my chest. I thank you for listening to this podcast. I deeply mean that. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me, Dave, at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can use the voicemail button. It's way over there on the right-hand side. No, a little further, right? That black thing right there. Yeah, that's it. And you can also just leave a comment out at our website, which, of course, is schoolofpodcasting.com. If you go out there, look in the bottom left-hand corner. A lot of times I'm manning the chat window and always like to say hi and make new friends. This is where we talk about all things podcasting. If you're new, from planning to promoting to monetizing to all points in between. You know why? Because everything you need to start a podcast is in one place. Forget looking at YouTube videos that are outdated, doing Google searches to find out things like, Podango. We'll talk about that in a minute. But everything you need, schoolofpodcasting.com. Couple quick shout-outs. Little hey, number one to Dan Lyons. This is my new buddy that I met at BlogWorld. He had me on his podcast, How to Podcast Like a Pro. And you can find that at How to Podcast Like a Pro, or I'll just have a link out in our show notes. And also, a new fun thing is if you go to Podcasters Roundtable, this is a I had lunch with Ray Ortega of the Podcaster Studio out in when we're at New York. Another fun guy that I finally got to meet. And it was myself, Dan Lyons, Daniel J. Lewis, and Ray were on a panel. And so the one day I went to lunch with Ray, and he was talking about this idea. He had it already. He already had the domain. And I'm so happy that he made this go from an idea to an actual thing. We used a thing called a Google Hangout, which is this video online thing. And if you go over to the podcast, it's podcastersroundtable.com. Again, I'll have links to this out in the show notes. And it was myself. It was Daniel. It was Ray, obviously, running the ship there. And then Michael Bell, who is the tech support guy, one of the tech support guys from Blueberry. And we're talking about the importance of owning your feed, which I've actually made videos on. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/DaveTube, you will see the that I have a video on that. But this is about an hour long, the four of us. And the fun thing was, this was on a Thursday night, and I just got done teaching a class. So showing you that it's easy to make a mistake. And so I said, you know, I'll have to use a headset. I'll just fire up because my class got over. It was teaching an evening class, and that's my day gig. I teach. I'm a technical trainer. And so the fun thing was the audio for the most of that thing is coming from the camera, not my headset, which was great fun. So I apologize for the less than stellar audio coming from my end, but that's what I get. I just was kind of in a hurry there. But it's a great, great time. Looking to have more of those in the future. So if you just can't get enough Dave, there's some places to come get more. So there you go. And if you are looking to, if you've ever thought of, hey, I'd like to interview that guy, I'm open. My wife always laughs. She goes, wait a minute. You mean you're going to go talk to somebody about podcasting? And I'm like, yep. She goes, do you know how many people? No, I don't care. 2 people, 20 people, 200, 2,000, whatever. If you want to talk podcasting, I will go on your show. Next up, just a quick thing to say, hey, this is good news for anybody who wants to monetize your podcast. Jay Moore, which you can find at jmohr.com, does a podcast called Moore Stories. Now, you may know Jay from Jerry Maguire. You may know him from Last Comic Standing. You may know him from his books, and you may know him from the charts in iTunes. And the cool thing is, Pepsi Max is sponsoring his podcast because they're doing this contest for Pepsi Max, And the cool thing is, this is the first time either one of the cola, you know, Coke or Pepsi, has sponsored a podcast. And in this case, they knew that Jay, his targeted audience is 18 to 49 people who are into sports. That's Jay. Jay also regularly guest hosts the Jim Rome Show, which is the sports talk show. He's had shows on ESPN. He's a big sports guy. In addition to being a comedian slash actor, he's kind of a renaissance guy. Great guy, really entertaining podcast as well. And so Pepsi said, hey, this guy has our demographic. And now we don't know how much they paid him, but anytime I hear the word Pepsi or Coke, I'm thinking there's a few commas involved there. And the fact that Jay is definitely in the top 10 and iTunes. But the cool thing is that cola people are now starting to sponsor podcasts. So that's a good thing. Now, if you want, this sounds weird, I'm going to do an ad for Jay's ad. If you go to MLB.com/Pepsi Max, that will show Pepsi that podcast listeners are listening. Now, granted, they're probably going to want to give the money back to Jay, but that's okay. I just want them to know that it's worth investing in podcasting because you do get a targeted audience. I will give you an example. I don't want to throw them under the bus. It rhymes with Kate Catchers. How's that? It's a rather famous place that helps you lose pounds. How's that? They won't sponsor my podcast. No, I'm sorry. Yes, they won't let me be an affiliate, not even a sponsorship. They won't let me. They turned down my affiliateship because I said, hey, I just joined your organization that rhymes with Kate Kotchers. But it's not, you know, it's a wonderful place. Okay, I think you guys got it now, right? And they said, yeah. I'm like, why did you turn me down? Look, here's the deal. Here's my demographics. Because again, if you're going to sponsorship, you better know who's listening to your podcast. And that's where things like Blueberry has a survey. PodTrack has surveys. Or you can just make your own. There's a great plugin for WordPress called, oddly enough, you ready for this? Surveys. I'm using it at, if you go to planningyourpodcast.com, you can actually see what it looks like. And if you're new to podcasting, you don't have a podcast yet, go over and fill out that survey, please. I'm getting some great info on that. But for whatever reason, they're like, yeah, we don't sponsor podcasts. And I'm like, you do realize I have a great relationship with my, for whatever reason. So that I found rather weird. In fact, I might talk about that on More Podcast Money. But at any rate, we're very happy that Pepsi and their big checkbook has trickled into podcasting. So I just say that to say, look, the good news is the big money, the big checks are slowly inching their way. And unfortunately, it is slowly inching their way here. But it is coming this way. I'm glad to see it. Again, if you want to like pump up Jay's numbers, go to MLB.com/Pepsi Max. All right, next up, one of the issues I have seen with people that are just now getting into podcast is they've missed all the stuff from 2005 to 2012, right? They're just, oh, wow, this podcast thing is pretty cool. So they've missed all the mistakes that people have made. And I've talked about this a little bit in the past. I know I've mentioned it when it happened, but I want to talk about PodPress. Now, here's the fun, confusing thing is PodPress was replaced with another WordPress plugin. And if you're like, what's a WordPress plugin? Think of your car. You start off with a car, and then you add things like air conditioning and power steering and power doors. Those are things that enhance your basic car. A plugin in WordPress is like adding, in this case, adding podcasting functionality, just like you add air conditioning to your car. So PodPress was this plugin. It was hugely popular. Literally 800,000 times this thing was downloaded. It was made by a guy named Dan, I think it was Kuykendall. In fact, I interviewed Dan back in 2006. I'll have a link to that out in the show notes as well. In fact, I made a video for PodPress. I got to watch how I say that now. A version 4.1 that's still on their website. And so it was the rage. It was so cool. It allowed you to put in your iTunes stuff. You didn't need Feedburner. It allowed you to put a player on your website. You could play it in a new window or you could download it. It had stats, but we'll talk about that in a second. But here's what happened like I said, 800,000 times this thing was downloaded. It had one guy supporting it who basically just said, well, here's the other sad thing. How many plugins do you use that are free? And you see the little, hey, if you'd like to donate to the developer, click here. I don't. I have for a couple that I've used, but most of the time I don't. And kind of shame on us because we're getting value for something and we're not giving any value back. And in the case of PodPress, I'm sure Dan was going, look, 700,000, 600,000 people have downloaded it and I haven't got a crumb. And meanwhile, he had other jobs that were giving him this stuff called, what's it called again? Oh, that's right, money. So which one would you run after? So Dan, and I don't have a problem with Dan. I have a problem with the way he left it. But let me give you an example of what went on. When, like right now we're in WordPress 4.0. So again, this is years ago. But I realize a lot of you missed this, and you need to know this. When WordPress 2.6 came out, things went really bad. And by that, I mean very bad. And when I did some research, I found a post where a user stated, I upgraded to WordPress 2.6, and now I cannot write a post. I can't write a new page. I can't even edit a page or a post without my website crashing. So in a nutshell, hundreds of thousands of people were using this plugin and their websites went completely dead. So it's time for the new podcast. And guess what? You can't write show notes. You're dead. You can't add anything new to your web. Dead. And you know how important it is to publish on a regular schedule. Guess what? Your schedule just went out the window. And where's Dan? Everybody's going, Dan, help me, Dan, my website is. And you know what? Nothing. Zero. He walked away. And so that's, I don't have a problem with the fact that the guy went, look, I wasn't getting made any money. In the same way, I don't have a problem with the fact that LeBron James, I'm from Cleveland, okay, that LeBron James went to Miami. I have a problem with the way he did it. And so the fact that he just left and thousands of people's websites went and we're like, oh my gosh. And that's when, thank God for Angelo Mandato and the Blueberry team, because they developed PowerPress. So bad one is PodPress. Good one, PowerPress. Okay. And now you might say, but Dave, aren't you, the problem is you supported a plugin that was developed by one guy. Aren't we kind of doing the same thing now? It's just Angelo. Except now it's Angelo who works for Blueberry. And God forbid anything ever happened to Angelo. He's a great guy. He was on the podcast roundtable. He was there. But I'm sure the minute Angelo gets hit by a bus, Todd Cochran, I'm assuming a week or so after the funeral, will find somebody to take over. You're not going to be left hanging. Todd Cochran, the CEO of Blueberry and Raw Voice and that whole nine yards. So I do not want anything ever to happen to Angelo. But I feel much more, confident that PowerPress is not just going to quit working someday and you go, Angelo, and he's going to go, too bad, sorry, right? So for a long time, you know, choosing to use PodPress, I'm trying to, if you haven't listened to the show, I love analogies. They just come out of me. And this is the one that came out of me for this. My wife, her car is a Pontiac G6. Now, for those of you outside of the States, Pontiac, the actual car company who's been around forever, yeah, they went out of business. There is no Pontiac anymore. So as you might imagine, when you own a Pontiac, you kind of hope that if somebody works on a Pontiac, there is no probably official Pontiac mechanics anymore because the company doesn't exist. So you've got to hopefully find somebody who knows that model. And it's kind of that way now with PodPress. If you use PodPress and it breaks again, now what causes a plugin to break? Well, WordPress is a great free program that you use to create your website and manage your website. You don't need to be a geek to manage your website anymore. If you can use Microsoft Word, you can build your own website. It's really, really cool. And that's what I've got step-by-step tutorials on, along with many other things. But WordPress is always getting better. And so what happens then if your air conditioning in your car, if we go back to the air conditioning analogy, right? if the air conditioning unit fits the car, but all of a sudden you change the car, is the air conditioning still going to fit? Well, not in some cases. And that's what happens with PodPress. Here's this add-on to WordPress. WordPress changes and PodPress goes, ugh, I don't fit anymore. And that's where you need the developer to go, oops, we need to change this code here and a little code here and good as new. And typically WordPress gives the developers plenty of time to make sure that their plugin is going to work. Unless, of course, your developer said, I'm walking away. But now when it breaks, when PodPress breaks, and it will break in the future, you need somebody to go in there who, first of all, they have to go in and see how it works so they can figure out how to fix it. And that's a long process. Now, there are, according to the PodPress page in WordPress, there are three authors to this, of which when I clicked on the one, it said, hey, I'm back. And it said his last login was over 300 days ago. So it's not like this is getting updated on a regular basis. It's not. In fact, for giggles, I have like a test website. And I installed PodPress. Not PowerPress. PodPress. I installed it. I wanted to see, because there was one thing in it that used to cause a lot of problems. One was stats, by the way. People liked it because it had stats. I saw where their stats would cause things to crash or not work or cause conflict with other plugins. So that was problem number one. It was never perfect when it was being maintained even. But I went in, I installed PodPress on a test site, and sure enough, it's still there. You get to pick what kind of player you want. Now realize the PowerPress, the good one, has five different players you can pick from, one of which is compliant with iPads and iPhones and things like that. It's called HTML5 if we want to get geeky, but it's compatible with an iPhone or an iPad. PodPress does not. In fact, PodPress has an option for Podango. Now, what Podango is, it sounds like some sort of spread. Ooh, hand me the chips and some Podango. Podango is a company that was, you guessed it, free. And you guys have heard me talk about how free doesn't work. They're a free hosting company who later found out that when you go to buy groceries with a smile, it doesn't work. And consequently, their free company went out of business. But they had at one point partnered with PodPress to where PodPress has a drop down that says Podango. Now, to me, you're like, okay, well, it went out of business. It went out of business 4 years ago, 2008, 2009, so at least 3 years ago. And the plugin still shows that. So if you are thinking of using PodPress, you're using something that is showing you something that was outdated 3 years ago. In the process of those 3 years, they haven't taken that out of the plugin. That's how well it's maintained, which means it's not maintained. All they do is they put Band-Aid upon Band-Aid upon Band-Aid. And so with that, it's a really long rant to say, don't use PodPress. Because unfortunately, because it's been downloaded 800,000 times, when you Google, you know, podcast plugin, it's going to come up because it was huge. But it's not anymore. So there you go. All right, last up, I want to talk about you are the media, and you are responsible, I feel, for putting out honest content. So when I started to talk about this PodPress, because I had somebody that came to the School of Podcasting and said, I'm really mad that you don't have any tutorials on PodPress. And I was like, wow, and hence why we're talking about that today. But I thought, you know, I better make sure what I'm talking about, because I know that it has been updated. It was updated in February. But I'm like, before I go saying how bad this is, and it's not so much it's bad, it's just that PowerPress is better. PowerPress is taking advantage of the new features in iTunes. PowerPress takes advantage of all the new specs. PodPress does not. PodPress is showing things that are 4 years old, that are dead, that are out of knee, right? So, but if I'm going to report on this, I better make sure I've got my facts straight. So if you go out to the website and you look at this, if you Google or if you search for PodPress, you'll find this episode. And you'll see where I took a screenshot showing you the Podango dropdown list because I want to have my proof. said, hey, this is, if this is still here, this shows you how bad it's not maintained. It's just, and nothing against the guys who are maintaining it. Bless you for at least letting people who don't want to switch. By the way, there's a button inside of PowerPress that you go import the PodPress settings, and it, boom, you're good to go. It's super easy to switch. If you need help with that, let me know. If you want to switch from PodPress to PowerPress, I can help you with that. We can do some consulting. And so I showed the proof that here's my proof. I'm not just saying it's not, it could be better maintained. I'm showing you that they have things in here that have been outdated for 3 to 4 years. And I say that because in a way we are the media. In fact, I think we're more media than the media is. I could go into a 20-minute rant on how the news simply talks about celebrity news who happen to be the celebrities that are on the shows that are on their network, which is owned by a big conglomerate company that is also, you know, go on. The news is a joke. I want to find an episode of like, what was that guy's name? Walter Cronkite. I want to find an old episode of Walter Cronkite doing the news, and I'm pretty sure he's not like, well, today we found out that Audrey Hepburn, blah, blah, blah. I'm almost positive the news. At least I hope it wasn't. But at any rate, we are the media. We are the people that are out in the trenches, and we're talking about what's going on. But you better make sure you get your facts straight, because people will question you on it. And that's fine. That's one of the things that doesn't happen in the news right now. We're not questioning our leaders. Nobody's asking the tough questions, and realize that somebody might. I had somebody this week, it was really, really cool, in a, I'm on this newsletter thing for podcasters, and he said, hey, I will promote your podcast, and blah, 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 here's my website, basically somebody making a podcast directory, and he said, we're not pay for play, and so I went over and submitted my podcast, and it said, it's free for the first month, and I'm like, that's odd, he said it was free, and so I went over, and I just replied back, and I said, well, it's free for the first month, you know, kind of ever so slightly snarky, but I had my screenshot ready. And he said, well, you know, where are you getting this information from? Where are you getting this information from? Yada. And I said, oh, here, I clicked on this link and then I clicked on this button and it said this. And boy, did he kind of go, oh gosh, that's an old directory. We shouldn't have done that, blah, blah, blah. And now I also said, hey, you know what? If I'm wrong, I apologize. I'm assuming because it says one free month that the second month is not free. And if that is the case, I apologize. But I also said, you know, and he had gone and looked at some of my comments in this newsletter group. And he said, you seem rather negative. And I said, no, I did my research. When the, quote, podcast expert for about.com, when you went to his listing in iTunes, he had no album art. I took my screenshot. I had proof here. The so-called expert doesn't have album art a lot in his iTunes. You know, when this guy named Alan, I forget his last name, it doesn't matter because in my opinion, you don't want to read his book. He had a book about podcasting and he said he'd been podcasting for 14 years. Well, let's do the math. It's 2012. Podcasting was basically invented in 2004 by Dave Weiner and Adam Curry. That's 8 years. How did you get an extra six? And I pointed that out. It's these little things I like to call, I don't know, facts. So you are the media. And if you're going to say something, now some of you might say, there's the old How to Win Friends and Influence People book. And it's all about always, always, always be positive. And for the most part, I try to be positive. And there was another guy that I did on my blog that said, podcasting, you don't need an RSS feed to be a podcast. And I just went out and I said, here's the proof. Here's the spec. It's a podcast is delivered via RSS. That's like saying a Big Mac is, you know, if you take out the special sauce, it's still a Big Mac. No, it's not. It's a cheeseburger with lettuce, pickles, and onion. It's not a Big Mac. Come on. So you are the media. Have your facts straight. And the great thing about being the media, there are bonuses to that. Michael Butler is a guy that does the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And he's got into different places with a press pass. And he says, here's my website. Here's my business card. I'm a podcaster, but I would like a media pass. And there are places that will give you a media pass for that. Fred Castaneda does The Struggling Entrepreneur, but he also does, and here's this, the power of the niche again. He does, if you go to cibaustin.org, it is a podcast for veterans, right, that basically, in Fred's case, he was a paratrooper. He jumped out of planes, which is amazing in my book. But you, the only people that understand what it was like to be an infantryman, I have a hard time with that word, are the people that were there, right? And this is a cool way. In his case, he's in Austin, Texas, and he has a group. He has now created a community around his podcast. And so Fred was able to meet – he found these books that were really well written that were later made into movies with like Mel Gibson and things like that. And he said, you know what? Someday I would like to meet this guy that wrote this book. Someday I'd like to meet this guy that wrote this book. And if you go over to powerofpodcasting.com, Fred actually tells the story. But because Fred had a business card that said, hey, here's my business card. Here's my website. And his website, by the way, wasn't like Fred's show at blogspot.com. He put out the $12 a month for a domain name. He has his own website. He did it right. And he was able to meet these people and interview these people. Fred just interviewed Adam Curry, speaking of people that because he's in Austin and so is Adam. But Fred's the media and so are you. So the great thing is about podcasting. So and Fred, again, how did he do that? How is he able to get through to meet these people, these celebrities in their niche? He had a podcast. He's the media. And you can be too. Right? We've had stories of guys that have ended up calling play-by-play on ESPN. Two, I think it was. Right? And he started with a podcast. So you can be the media. You can be the media. It's true. It's not. And what's my proof? Fred Castaneda. What's my proof? Michael Butler. I back up my stuff. So that's the bottom line today. Have your facts straight before you go publishing. It can come back to bite you in the rear end. So I hope you got something out of today. I realize if you already knew about pod pressure, like, wow, that's an old history lesson. But it needs to be said because people are still tripping over that rock. So again, if you want to check me out, go over to the Podcasters Roundtable. That's the one I talked about. Also, we got link out to Dan Lyons' show, How to Podcast Like a Pro. I'm on that. We talked about the good news is that Pepsi has made, it's trickled its way into the podcasting world. So we got cola money coming into the podcasting world. We talked about PodPress and how really you just shouldn't be using it. You're buying 8-track tapes. That's another way of looking at it. If you're using PodPress, it's like going out and buying 8-track tapes. You're buying yesterday's technology. And that's why that's not at the School of Podcasting, because it doesn't make sense. I will help you if you have PowerPress and you need help. We can do that because there are a lot of people that still need to move from that. So hope you found that entertaining. We will be back next week. We've got some live, last five and fives coming in, which we'll be playing with, and we'll be talking about whatever you want to talk about. Would love to hear from you. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. You can leave a comment out at our website, which is schoolofpodcasting.com. You can also use the voicemail button out there as well. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to start a podcast, if you want to be the media, if you want to reach a global audience, everything you need to start a podcast, the tutorials, the resources, and little old me to help you along the way is at schoolofpodcasting.com. I hope to see you on the inside. Until next week, class is dismissed.